The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 73. The net of heaven spreads far and wide. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 73.
勇于敢则杀 勇于不敢，则活。此两者，或利，或害。天之所恶，孰知其故？
Daring to be bold means death. Daring to be not bold means life. Of the two, one seems beneficial and the other harmful. Whichever heaven disapproves, who knows why?
天之道，不争而善胜，不言而善应，不招而自来，坦然而善谋。天网恢恢， 疏而不失.
The Tao of heaven does not contend and yet knows how to win, does not speak and yet knows how to respond, does not wait to be summoned but just shows up. It seems at ease and yet plans well. The net of heaven spreads far and wide. It seems slack, and yet nothing slips through. Sometimes there are false choices in the world. Making a bold choice in a difficult situation, for example, may need courage. But perhaps more courage is needed to not make the bold choice and instead leave things the way they are. Lao Tzu prefers safety over danger. So, if that means doing nothing or walking the other way, then so be it. But our philosopher isn't going to make it that easy for us. He poses a question. One course of action seems right, and another wrong. But which does Tao favor? Neither, of course. It neither knows nor cares. In fact, he asks, who knows why something is the correct thing to do? It just underlines the fact that the way of Tao is not about knowledge, but wisdom. The last two lines have become a household proverb in China and is often used to suggest that a wrongdoer can never escape justice. The net of heaven spreads far and wide. In English, we sometimes say, the long arm of the law, meaning punishment is inescapable. In the middle stanza, the nature of Tao is held high once again. It does not contend, but always wins. It can't speak, but has an answer to everything. It cannot be summoned, but is always there when you need it. In his writings, Lao Tzu is always treading a difficult path, describing Tao as a little like trying to paint a beautiful landscape when you only have a handful of colors on your palette. So it is with our language and how we speak. When it comes to explaining Tao, how and what we have learned to think can sometimes get in the way. The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.